Like he'll come up, like you know, he'll like have listened to it when he comes up and just like comments, "So I forgot that happened," or something like that. And I'm like, "What?
Yeah.
What did you forget happened?" He's like, "The Malice at the Palace. I didn't even know that got that bad." I was like, "Oh,
Yeah.
okay."
That's what we do, man. We remind you of how bad life is. I'm Jordan.
I am Tim.
And this is Failures, Flops, and Fiascos.
Have had busy lives, sickness, all sorts of things. Life just happens.
Yeah.
So yes, we do apologize. We're gonna get back into it. There's lots more fails to talk about out there. So I had a different idea for tonight, but
Okay.
I might have put it on the back burner. Tonight instead, I will be talking about something. It's more of an opinion-based fail fiasco.
Ooh. Okay.
Or not a fiasco. Depends on how you look at it. Flop. Personal opinion. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about the destruction of an empire.
Okay.
A Star Wars empire.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So I want to talk about what I feel is a fail on Disney, George Lucas, the fans.
Wow.
Everyone's fail.
This is going to get a lot of people really heated. I can already tell.
Yes, it will. And maybe someday I may take this idea on my own little side hustle podcast.
Nice.
I've always wanted to talk about Star Wars in a podcast.
Nice.
So we're gonna start here. Let me ask, first of all, how big of a Star Wars fan are you?
I am actually a pretty big fan. My dad was a really big fan. So I you know, sometimes I'll go through and I'll just start way at the very beginning with Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford.
Yep.
Sometimes I'll go back and I'll watch everything in succession, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And then 7, 8, 9, I think they already have 9 out.
Yep.
So I'm a pretty big fan.
Okay.
Like I know the characters. If you were to give me a character's name, I would know.
Well, like you, I've been a fan since birth.
Okay. Nice.
It came out the summer I was born. It came out in May of 1977, the original Star Wars.
Okay.
I was born in November of that same year.
Okay.
I grew up with it, basically.
Yeah.
So, growing up with Star Wars, you have your opinions. You have your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing.
It's a
universe.
It's a thing. In which I truly believe it's a thing. But there are some people that are like, that's dumb. Like it's a story, but really sure. it's personal.
Yeah.
I think it's personal. So on October 30th, 2012, George Lucas sold Lucasfilm to Disney for $4.05 billion.
That's a pretty good payday.
That's a good payday. Almost immediately, a sequel trilogy was announced. So Disney buys it. They're like, here's what we're going to do with Star Wars. We're gonna take it in all these directions.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thumbs up.
Okay.
No problem. There was other movie spin-offs projected, shows, which came to existence.
Sure.
But Lucasfilm would now be handed over to the then vice president of Lucasfilm, Kathleen Kennedy.
Name doesn't ring a bell for
me.
Yeah,
she basically she has the final say in all things Star Wars now.
Okay.
Which to some people's opinion is not great. According to Ashley Eckstein, the voice of Ahsoka Tano in the animated series Star Wars: The Clone Wars, during a Florida SuperCon interview, she says, "When Disney bought Star Wars, it was a shock to everyone. Nobody knew. Apparently, there were only 5 people in the company in all of Lucasfilm that actually knew that Disney was buying Star Wars.
Wow.
It sent ripples through the galaxy." And it was devastating when the show, the Clone Wars, was canceled.
Wow. So they bought it and canceled that whole show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Disney did.
Without even...
Yep. Done. Like,
All right. We're buying it and you're done.
Yeah. They had plans to continue for like another season and a half, I believe.
Okay.
It done. Wow. Later, they did come back and like do a really shortened version of like, hey, like we need to wrap this up. Which is pretty decent, but it could have been so much more.
Yeah.
Well, how did the fans feel?
Hmm.
There were mixed emotions.
Okay.
Some fans were excited to see someone else write and direct Star Wars after Lucas' so-called past mistakes, including the re-release of Star Wars, the original trilogy, episodes 4, 5, and 6, as special editions, quote unquote, the original trilogy, with special things added to it, including new music and enhanced scenes.
New music, really?
There were little, not like John Williams, like score, but like cheesy, like added background music, I guess.
Okay.
There was like a singing band part in Return of the Jedi that just like kind of makes your skin crawl.
Okay.
Which everyone would have been fine without.
Okay.
So you had the special editions, which to be able to see the original trilogy in the theaters again, it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But he did add and take away some things that just kind of like took away from the original feel of it.
Am I correct in saying that at the end of episode 6, they changed the original Vader to the new Vader?
That is one of the changes, yes. Okay. There's been so many changes to the original.
Wow.
After the re-release.
Okay.
Including when they put it on Disney Plus.
Uh-huh.
You don't know which one you're even watching anymore.
Okay.
So that was one of his so-called past mistakes. We have to mention the biggest and still talked about no-no.
Episode 2.
No. Not yet. We're not there yet.
Okay.
Was Han Solo and Greedo shooting their laser guns at the same time instead of Han always having shot first? This is a big topic in fandom.
Okay.
Which, that is another scene that has changed repeatedly through since 1997 or something like that.
What is the issue there?
So the issue is, in the original movie, Star Wars, Han Solo's sitting there and a gangster comes up and he's threatening Han Solo. And at the end of the conversation, Han Solo blasts him away.
Okay.
Without even thinking twice, yeah.
And the original just shoots him.
The gangster, Greedo, he had no chance. He's just a goner.
Okay.
Well, in the special edition, they kind of shoot at the same time.
How did they do that? Did they just record a different
CGI?
Oh, CGI? Yeah.
Okay. Han always shot first. Han is always the only one that ever shot, okay, in my opinion, in a lot of people's opinion. We're going to go on to worse things here. Also, another past mistake was the fans' disappointment in the prequel trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah. There is full-blown documentaries about how George Lucas ruined Star Wars, even though it's his story. Yeah. He had the right to really do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
The only complaints really I have about the prequels is the acting.
Okay.
The stories, I don't mind the stories.
Yeah.
People complain about Jar Jar Binks. I don't mind Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
He's just a silly character.
Sure. Or is he the Sith Lord?
He could be.
I'm probably a little bit more of a fan than
That's good. I love that idea.
Okay. So I do have to say, the prequels,
yes,
were what was coming out when I was growing up.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I do have a more special attachment to the prequels.
Okay. Perfect.
Because obviously that's when I was growing up. That was with the CGI and the visuals and the sound that I was used to, you know. When I go back and look at and watch the original films, you can tell that they were made in the late 70s, early 80s.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's just that aspect to
it. Exactly.
But I remember, especially when episode 3 came out, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
These are some incredible visuals.
Yep.
And I'm the same way. I don't mind the story. I could have done without the love story in episode 2.
Yeah.
Though I get why it's important in later episodes.
Right.
I get it.
Kind of explains the whole Luke and Leia thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I wasn't too disappointed with any of them, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could talk about those too a long time, but like that's not why we're here.
Sure.
Fans had no idea the disappointment they would be feeling come December 14th, 2015, when finally the first new Star Wars movie in 10 years, The Force Awakens, was released.
Mm. I remember it well.
Oh, yeah. It was very cold, but it was very exciting.
Yep.
It was the first time I was able to take my kids to a Star Wars movie.
Nice.
It was an exciting thing.
Yeah.
What was the reception? Well, we did have a new Star Wars movie,
mm-hmm.
which is, that's cool.
Yeah.
It made $2 billion in the box office.
Pretty successful.
That's exactly.
That's actually very, very successful.
But that's not why we're here, are we? We don't talk about successes.
We hate success.
That's right. The reception of the fans, though.
Okay, let's just take a second here.
Okay.
There are now two different sections of fans.
Yes.
There are the fans who grew up watching the original Star Wars and the prequels, and then there's the new generation, like really young millennials, Gen Z. And so it's a different feeling.
Yes.
Anyway, I just wanted to bring that out.
Right, exactly. So that is a very good point, because there's the two generations. And then I have my son who is starting a new generation, because I'm a good father. I made sure that he had seen all the Star Wars, which he enjoyed.
Sure.
So this was going to be something
that was new for everyone.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
Exactly. Some Star Wars fans did not have a positive reception.
Mm-hmm.
Some complaints include such thoughts as it was just a remake of a New Hope, the original Star Wars.
I could very clearly see the similarities.
Yeah. Yep. Not a hard thing to write a script for, really.
No.
Yeah. Instead of a boy, let's have a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I'm probably getting off track here, but that was the number one complaint I had with episode 7. It's like you couldn't have come up with a different idea than blowing up a Death Star.
That was another complaint. Instead of having a Death Star, we have a Death Planet.
Okay,
whatever. The main villain, Kylo Ren, was a whiny villain who threw tantrums. That was kind of off-putting, I guess. I mean, he had a cool suit, I thought he had a cool lightsaber, but that was one of the complaints too. Like,
oh wow,
you can't have a triple-bladed lightsaber. Like, he'll cut his hand off. Blah blah blah. That's not the point. It's a story.
Sure.
Lightsabers aren't real. I hate to tell everyone that.
It is a disappointing fact.
Yeah.
You have to let us down slowly.
Yeah. But it still looked cool.
Yeah.
Han Solo was killed off.
Yeah.
Not even in a heroic way.
Nope. Which was really stupid.
Yes.
I hated that.
Yes.
Also, I hate that Kylo Ren is Han Solo's son.
Yeah. There's no reason why he would have been evil. Why is he obsessed with Grandpa all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, really weird.
And then one other complaint among several, this is just a short list. Luke Skywalker had a 30-second cameo with zero lines.
Mm-hmm.
His name was second on the credit bill.
Probably because he got paid the second most.
Yeah. He was on the poster for the movie. Or wait, was he? Maybe not. But people knew that Luke Skywalker is going to be in it.
Yeah. Which is a big deal. Because this came out like how much longer?
Almost 30 years.
Almost 30 years after the fact?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of excitement for that.
So... Like I said, this is mostly opinion, but this set the progression of fail.
Yeah.
are flops for a fandom, you know? Let's continue.
Let's do it.
Let the real heartache begin. 2 years later, in October 2017, fans had the displeasure of being able to see the first trailer for The Last Jedi.
Ooh.
While the trailer had great visual appeal, the closing scene in the trailer had fans scratching their heads, asking themselves, did Luke Skywalker just say the Jedi had to end?
I remember that.
Why did he say this? Is he bad now? Wasn't Luke the Jedi that returned not 30 years ago? Still, there was faith in the next new Star Wars movie.
Hmm.
Deep sigh. On December 15th, 2017, The Last Jedi was finally released. To say it was a disappointment would be an understatement.
Yep.
Another short list of why this movie is just the worst.
Okay. There are some bad movies out there.
Yeah. Okay. And it's Star Wars. I tried to love this movie.
Yeah.
I've seen it twice and I can't get through it another time. And I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
Sure. First off, when we finally meet up with Luke again, he tosses his beloved lightsaber over his shoulder off a cliff.
The one that Rey,
yes,
had traveled all the way across the galaxy, yes, to hand deliver to him.
Yes.
And to be taught.
In your opinion, how does that set the tone?
What a trashy dude.
Right?
I mean, I would have at least pretended.
Yeah.
Like, thanks.
This was our hero, man.
Yeah.
And now he's just throwing it away like it's like nothing.
Yeah. So before you even like mention this as your fail for this week, I had already created this list in my head of why these movies were so bad compared to the first six.
Okay.
Yes. I'm going to wait till the end.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And we'll talk Perfect. About it.
Yes. But I love it.
I'm interested to see where this goes.
Yes. Okay. Let's continue. I don't even know how to like explain how like weird or dumb this is.
Mm-hmm.
Princess Leia.
Oh, God.
Apparently, she was so powerful with the Force that she can withstand being blown out into space and be able to just float back using the Force without, like, freezing completely and surviving.
I'm not going to lie. So I went to the theaters to see this movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I cringed so hard at that scene.
Yes.
I was like, I felt embarrassed. As I was yes. watching the scene.
Yes.
Like, I started to sweat. I was so embarrassed.
I called in sick to see this movie.
Sorry.
I'm not even
Sorry
kidding.
For the disappointment.
Like, I was so excited.
Sorry yeah. for the waste of sick time.
Oh, it gets worse. The character Finn from the previous movie, you know, his character had the possibility of, like, really being pretty cool.
Yeah.
And in this movie, it's like they just like threw him out to do something else.
I can't remember which episode this was, but him and another woman got caught on a different planet, yes. and they had to like make money.
Yep.
I hate that concept.
That's in my notes here. It says Finn goes on a side mission to a gambling planet.
Ugh.
With, in my opinion, okay, this is just an opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with her being a woman or her nationality. Her character is the worst.
Yeah.
This mm-hmm. character, the character is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Worse than any Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so misused
mm-hmm.
in the storyline or lack thereof yeah. in some people's opinion. There was no funeral for Han Solo. He's like a...
he's like, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, he's like in the past.
Yeah,
like,
who cares about that guy?
He's already dead. So, yeah. The mystery villain, Snoke, from the last movie with no explanation of who he is or what he's doing, is killed off by Rey and Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
who for some reason they can put aside their dislikes of each other for the few minutes that they're able to kill. Whatever.
I have an opinion about Snoke. That was like the lamest, unimaginative, stupid idea for like the Sith Lord.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It was exactly. So dumb. Like the original, what's his name?
The Emperor?
Yeah, the Emperor. Like that dude was cool.
Yeah.
He had the fear factor.
Yeah.
That Snoke dude looked like just a 90-year-old.
Yeah.
Like with a big head.
There is no explanation. I still don't even know if there's an explanation.
Yeah.
Maybe in the comic books or whatever, but like, what was the purpose?
Yeah.
This whole movie was like, okay, what's going on? Like, you're just killing off the story and like going off in another direction.
Yeah.
Rey, the new hero, turns out she has no backstory. Mm-hmm. She's a nobody according to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's lame.
Pretty lame.
Yeah. You had for 2 years, you had people thinking, who's Rey? Where's she come from? Is she, you know, is she a Skywalker, a Solo?
Uh-huh.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's lost granddaughter? Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then this one, to top it all off, Luke is also so powerful that with the Force, he can project himself across the galaxy, have an actual lightsaber fight. After he does this, it's so powerful that it takes his whole life force out and he dies. This movie alone, I could just talk about all the fails and like irritations. You kind of got into it. What was your opinion of this movie?
The only thing about this movie that made some sense was the story between Luke and Kylo. Like
yes,
how he was being taught by Luke, and Luke detected some evil in him and he like tried to kill him.
Okay.
That's cool. I feel like it was an attempt to recreate, I can't remember, I think it was episode 4 when Luke went to see Yoda. That was five.
Yeah.
Okay. Luke went to go see Yoda on this planet and Yoda was teaching him all about the Force and all this stuff. Yeah. I felt like that was kind of like what they were trying to do.
Okay.
The more modern version.
Yeah.
Cool visuals. I didn't mind the Force projection thing. I thought that was pretty cool because I don't think they actually, did they actually like do hand-to-hand or was he just like avoiding everything that Kylo did?
Oh, you might be right, actually. I mean, he did ignite his lightsaber.
Uh-huh.
But you might be right. I think he did kind of like just dodged
it all.
Yeah.
What I thought was really stupid was at the end when he died.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that?
Right?
Yeah. I hate the vehicles that can only go like 4 feet above the ground.
Yeah.
I think that's stupid. Didn't really like the wolf, like crystal wolf looking things that were running around.
Yeah. Like you said, some of the visuals in this movie are pretty good.
Yeah.
To just be able to see those parts. Okay. It could have been a 30-minute movie.
Yeah. Oh, we haven't even talked about, is it the Empire or the Nazi looking people?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we haven't even touched that.
Nuh-uh.
That was like the weirdest. He was supposed to be like supreme, supreme leader over all these people.
Yeah.
But he like had no impact on Kylo or Snoke. Or,
right.
Like, it was just weird.
Yeah.
Weird power dynamic there.
Yep.
I don't know. I have thoughts on all that stuff. And the ending, I don't know. It was just weird. There was one cool scene where they turn the ships around in space and like light.
Yes.
Hyperdrive or whatever that's called through the enemy ships. Yep. That was a really cool scene.
That was cool.
That was a really cool scene.
Yeah. Some things in that movie were just the part where they do kill the Snoke character. That whole battle or the fight between the guards and like Kylo Ren and Rey, even though it just like, oh, let's get together and like fight this guy and then still be enemies, it was still a cool fight scene.
Yeah.
with the lightsabers and everything. I liked that.
Yeah. It was very choreographed.
Yeah.
Very choreographed.
Yeah. Overall, it just left such a bad taste.
Mm-hmm.
The movie had a Rotten Tomato score of 91% critics review. 91%.
Wow, that's pretty high.
42% audience rate.
Yeah, because Disney bought all those reviewers.
Right. What does this teach you? Never trust the critics.
Correct. They do not know what they're talking about.
No, they do not. Well, the fallout begins. Rian Johnson, the guy who directed it, The Last Jedi, was supposed to have gone on to direct a full Star Wars trilogy. He was set to film 3 other movies.
Wow.
Not necessarily of the Luke Skywalker story, but just like, I don't know if it was supposed to be in the future or in the past, okay. But that was canceled completely. Okay. Fans were very divided, reading too much into both Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. We won't get into the whole politics because that's just not what we do. But there's a lot of, Star Wars should have done this or they didn't do this and they should do that and like blah, blah, blah. It's not our story.
Yeah.
It's George Lucas's story still. We don't need to make everyone happy.
Yeah.
I get that. But I also think that he did have an idea for a whole galaxy, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Let's just stick to the story.
Yeah. Let's not do stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To top that off, a different Star Wars movie was about to be released later. I want to say it was the summer after. So December, Last Jedi comes out. In May or June of that same year, or the next year, I guess, Solo, Star Wars Story, was to be released.
Okay.
It had potential.
Did you see that?
I did.
Okay. I don't know that I even saw that, honestly.
As a movie, like, I know a lot of people, again, the fans, like, oh, you can't replace Harrison Ford as Han Solo. It's a character and it's a story.
Mm-hmm.
Just you let's see where it goes. Yeah. It was a decent movie.
Okay.
I, in personal opinion, if The Last Jedi wouldn't have been such a thing, it wouldn't have turned people off of this movie. In fact, this movie too was supposed to have sequels.
Oh.
Or maybe in a way they were supposed to have like, okay, here's Han Solo's story. We'll have another story that kind of connects to it, but maybe not just Han Solo.
Okay.
I don't know if that's how they planned it, but after that, the reception for Han Solo, the movie, was terrible.
Oh.
Like, nobody wanted to go see it. Nobody did go see it. I mean, it was probably the worst.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the backlash from The Last Jedi ruined this movie.
Yeah. I think that's what happened in my case, because I never even went to see it, because I was just like, I didn't really care too much for 7 and 8.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we're not done. We still have one more Star Wars sequel.
Okay. Episode 9.
Episode 9. The last installment was set to be directed by Jurassic World director Colin Trevorrow.
Is that the original?
So it would have been the one with, what is his name?
Oh, Chris Pratt?
Yes.
Okay. God, so all of them? Yes. He did all of them?
As far as I know, he did the first Jurassic World.
Okay.
I don't know if he did the other two.
I am not going to lie. I didn't really care for those movies.
No?
Nope. Okay.
Didn't really... Any of them? Like Jurassic Park?
No, Jurassic Park. Yeah, okay. I'm totally fine with those. I liked it because it was the original idea. It was cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I think you're better off just leaving it alone.
That's a good way to put it. I don't disagree. I thought if we were going to compare the two
series. Stories, yeah. Or whatever you want to call it. Franchises.
At least with Jurassic World, they might not have been the best sequels.
Yeah.
But they sure did stick to an idea from the original three.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So anyway, Colin Trevorrow. Okay. He was set to film this with a story script that was rumored to make things right in the Star Wars fan world. And you can actually go back and there are leaks, I guess you could call them, of okay. his script idea.
Okay.
It was called Duel of the Fates. And there's a few things that are the same as what we did get. It seemed like it could have been pretty good.
Okay.
Which is a shame. Sadly, just, yeah. But as quickly as he was hired, he was fired.
Disney.
Yeah. Replaced by the Force Awakens director, J.J. Abrams.
Which directed all the Star Treks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Who I also don't have a problem with. I think his movies are really fun and like...
pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
So ditching most of the original script idea for his own Disney-approved idea. So reluctantly and with very low expectations, audiences filled into theaters on December 20th, 2019 for the final Star Wars sequel movie, Rise of Skywalker. So I didn't hate this movie.
Okay.
A lot of people did. Some of the reasons, it was all over the place. Like it seemed like a lot of things were happening all at once. What could have been like a 3-hour movie, they threw into like almost 2 hours.
Okay.
I think they could have been like, they could have, people, Star Wars fans, even though they had a problem with The Last Jedi, or some did, I would have sat through 3 hours.
Yeah.
I would have sat through more if you just explain what's going on.
Yeah.
Connect the dots, man. Some of the things that drove people nuts with this movie. The Emperor. He's back.
Mm-hmm.
How is he back? Just somehow.
Mm-hmm.
He's just somehow he's back.
Yep.
Lando's back, which is cool, but where's he been?
Lando.
Lando Calrissian. He was the like sidekick of Empire okay. Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
Part of the original group, right?
Yeah.
He's back, almost as if they threw him in as a cameo.
Okay.
They could have been using his character all along.
This was a movie that I saw only once.
Okay.
And so I don't remember this one nearly as much as the other ones.
Yeah. See, so after this, so I had such low expectations for this movie that when I saw it, it was pretty decent to me.
Okay.
Some of the things that I didn't like, they keep figuring out new rules for what the Force can do. All of a sudden, you can take part of your life force, I guess, quote unquote, and use it to heal other people, which, like, as a Jedi would have been great news, in, like, a long time ago.
Sure. I'm sure Luke would have appreciated it with his whole hand being gone.
Yeah, exactly. The Emperor's back for no reason. Snoke is not there. Kylo Ren, he's on a rampage now, but somehow Rey is able to just fight him, fight the bad out of him.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I remember that.
And he just like flicking a switch. He's just like, oh, I'm good now.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the original idea that Anakin was supposed to be the balance to the Force.
Yes.
Well, we thought that happened when he threw the Emperor off when he was on Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
We thought he brought balance to the Force.
Yep.
Why not have him come back as a Force and actually finish off his purpose?
That'd be pretty cool.
Just an idea.
Yeah.
It's like they wrapped it, like, we got to wrap it up so we can get this out of the way.
Yeah.
I didn't find as many complaints with this movie, but the fail I have, and maybe this doesn't fit into our idea, but it failed Star Wars fans. You know, we've had TV shows that have, or the Disney Plus shows like The Mandalorian and Boba Fett,
yeah,
Ahsoka,
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those are really good.
Yeah.
A lot of them are okay.
Yeah.
In a way, I kind of feel like they should have just stuck to that.
Just like offshoots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to trust in like a new Star Wars project.
Yeah.
I guess. Because that's another thing too. Like Disney has announced and canceled so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like, and don't get me wrong, I am not a Disney hater.
Yeah.
I like Disney. Sure. I think they've done a lot of cool things. But maybe they shouldn't have taken over this.
Mm-hmm. Should have just left it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I have. That's my fail.
Okay.
That's my flop.
That is really good. I didn't even think about any of that. As a fan myself, I agree with most everything that you brought up. I was excited, really excited, when episode 7 came out. I was like, oh, this is going to be like the latest state-of-the-art visuals. It's going to be amazing. I guess I was disappointed with it was just a whole new set of characters.
Yeah.
Like there was no continuity. That was disappointing. 8 was cringy, like really cringy. 9, I remember thinking it was okay. I thought some of the scenes were pretty cool. I didn't like how the Emperor was back and like it just seemed like a really stupid...
Kind of thrown together, huh?
Yeah, like they had Snoke for a minute and then they just killed him and were like, yeah, Emperor's better. Let's bring him back. And,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just really stupid. Like,
yeah.
Develop a good villain mastermind.
Yeah.
And stick with that.
One of the things that I didn't mention too, which kind of did put a little bit of a damper on things, obviously, was Carrie Fisher had passed away before the filming of the last one, I think, which was devastating.
True.
As far as I know, her storyline was to be a little more involved with the last one. So that kind of like, I can see that changing a lot of things, but it doesn't change what she was able to be in. Like you said, the original character, they were there, but almost like they were like, well, people want to see them.
Yeah.
So just give them a few scenes.
I agree. There are some offshoots of Star Wars that I think did better. I haven't seen all of them. I've seen The Mandalorian. I've seen the first two episodes, first two seasons. Okay. I don't know that I've watched the third season just because we got really into Korean dramas.
Nice.
And they did so much better than American shows at actually developing characters and good dialogue and that kind of thing. When we went back and started watching the third season of The Mandalorian, it was painful.
I kind of understand what you're saying because it was like the first two seasons were like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
And this one, it was a little too random.
I like how they sprinkle in original characters like Luke and there's another something about Luke or Kenobi. Kenobi, I think is the name.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I haven't seen any of them, but I know that they use
to the last two episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, I know Vader's in there and I know, you know, Obi-Wan's in there.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that's a good concept. Let me ask you this. Do you think, I think his name is Christian Haydenson?
Yeah. Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Anakin.
And yeah. Do you think he deserved all the hate that he got?
No. No, I don't. I think if we're going to talk about Lucas's past mistakes, he just doesn't know how to write dialogue. The movies Hayden Christensen was in were good movies, but the dialogue is just so bad. And I think he gets backlash because he was doing what he had to do.
Yeah.
Like what was written.
You could put the best actor out there on that.
Exactly.
Because I remember that, like, he got a lot of hate.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, I thought he was totally fine in that role. What do I know?
Did we bring up what you were going to talk about?
Yes, for the most part. Yeah. I thought some of the storylines were really stupid. Why did that old short woman have Luke Skywalker's...
I didn't even get into that.
Like,
yeah,
that was really weird. Why did Finn all of a sudden get a conscience and want to do different? Like, that was never explained. Why did Ben think he could just pick up a lightsaber and fight Kylo? Like, I don't know. Some of these storylines were just really stupid.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, the pilot guy? What's his name?
Poe?
Poe.
Yeah.
Didn't like any of his input.
Yeah.
Thought it was kind of weird.
Would you agree that in some people's eyes, this is a fail?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Not from a monetary
no
position. Definitely not.
Mm.
Do you think that fans have the right to complain about what was presented?
I think there are two branches. I think there are the fans who were going to complain regardless because Disney bought it.
Yeah.
And then I think there are fans who may not have cared so much that Disney bought it and genuinely just didn't like it.
Yeah.
I think there were people who were going to hate on it anyway, just because it was Disney.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That is a hard question, because at the end of the day, an artist doesn't owe the fans anything, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think George Lucas did a good job. I think Disney owes better. I think they could have done better.
Nice.
They have the resources. Spend money on research and development.
Yeah.
Like, make a good storyline and then make it happen.
Here's a random question for you. Going back to talking about generations. So I was part of the original trilogy. You were around for the prequel trilogy.
Yep.
And then we have these new ones. Do you feel the new fans have a right to complain about any of it?
Oh, man, that is a good question.
Because I have my opinions.
Okay.
And, oh God, I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. But I feel like if you weren't around for the entire story, when it comes to the entire story, you don't have as much leeway, I guess, to complain about it.
Are you talking about people who are complaining about the previous movies and are, like, hardcore into the 7, 8, and 9?
Because
I'm sure those people exist.
I'm sure there is too. I'm thinking more like, oh well, I can't believe they did this to Star Wars, and I'm, you know, 17 years old.
Huh. Okay.
Whatever. Like, you weren't around for the first 6 movies, you know? I don't know.
I don't know. I might disagree with you a little bit on that one.
Okay.
I think it. I don't know. I think if you are a fan of the original of anything, you do have the right to complain, regardless of where in the series you were born or took interest in something. I don't know. That's just my opinion. What would you say about a band like Coldplay, where they've been around for a while, decades, and someone who's never heard their first, like, 3 albums, which were their big ones, starts listening later on in their career and then discovers the first 3 albums and they're like, wow, their first music was so much better.
That's actually a really good example. Okay. I actually see what you're saying. Yeah, because in that instance, I could say, yeah, okay, you can go, yeah, you're right.
Yep.
I get what you're saying. I don't know. I just take it so personal. That,
like, you care, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's Star Wars. Yeah. I mean, it is a shame that they did that to Star Wars.
When it could have, like, everyone has their opinion of what could have been.
Or if they should have just left it alone.
At least they didn't remake, like, the original, like, Luke Skywalker adventure.
Yeah.
Like they want to do with so many movies nowadays. So at least we got, I mean, it's pretty close to the same, but at least it was sort of different.
Yeah.
No, that's what I got. That was my fail.
That was a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt emotions during this one. Like, I remember all these things I was feeling at the time. That was a good one.
Nice.
That was very good.
Well, keep listening. We promise to bring out more fails for you. If you have any fails of your own, if you have opinions of my opinions or Jordan's opinions, write us.
Hmm.
Yeah. Keep failing.
Yep. Thank you guys for listening. Obviously.
Yeah.
We do this for you. This is your own special little moment with Tim and I.
Yeah.
And just really soak in this time and tell others about us too. We definitely need to branch out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, get some additional listens.
Yes. Disney and George Lucas, if you're listening, sorry.
Disney, they're already listening. There's this whole, yeah. Talk about a conspiracy theory.
Disney is listening.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode. Please follow us on Twitter at FX3Podcast. Our Instagram is at F3Pod_cast. And Facebook is Failures, Flops, and Fiascos. Please feel free to submit your fail of the week to FX3Podcast@gmail.com. Thanks again, guys, and we'll see you next time.